Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 14th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Ultrasound-guided versus conventional venous puncture for atrial fibrillation ablation. The Ulysses trial. The Ulysses trial confirmed that vascular access site complications are the most common procedure-related adverse events during atrial fibrillation catheter ablation. This study directly compared an ultrasound-guided femoral venous puncture strategy with a conventional approach. The multicenter trial evaluated the efficacy of each technique in reducing complications in patients undergoing atrial fibrillation or left atrial tachycardia catheter ablation. The investigation's findings provided a critical evidence base for optimizing patient safety during these procedures. Article number 2. Left bundle branch area versus biventricular pacing for cardiac resynchronization therapy. The left bundle CRT trial. Conduction system pacing has emerged as an alternative to biventricular pacing for cardiac resynchronization therapy. The left bundle CRT trial directly compared left bundle branch area pacing to biventricular pacing. This multicenter, randomized, non-inferiority study provided a comprehensive evaluation of their comparative effectiveness in patients eligible for cardiac resynchronization therapy and left bundle branch block. The study's results established the non-inferiority profile of left bundle branch area pacing against biventricular pacing for this patient population. Article number 3. Mavacamten versus alcohol septal ablation in obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. An echocardiography-derived pressure volume analysis. Obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is characterized by left ventricular outflow tract obstruction, which increases afterload and activates the ANREP response of hyperdynamic systole. This study directly compared the effects of the myosin inhibitor mavacamten to alcohol septal ablation. Researchers evaluated whether mavacamten reverses this hyperdynamic state, contrasting its impacts with the anatomic relief from alcohol septal ablation in 36 patients. The investigation's echocardiography-derived pressure volume analysis clarified the differential physiological effects of these two therapeutic approaches. Article number 4. Device-related adverse events and outcomes in patients with temporary mechanical circulatory support placed at referral centers versus cardiogenic shock hub centers, an observational analysis. Temporary mechanical circulatory support devices are often placed for cardiogenic shock at regional referral centers before transfer to hub centers. This observational analysis identified differences in device-related adverse events and patient outcomes based on the initial site of device placement. The study compared patients whose temporary mechanical circulatory support was initiated at a regional referral center prior to transfer versus those with initial placement at a cardiogenic shock hub center. Its findings clarified the safety and efficacy implications of different care pathways for cardiogenic shock patients. Article number 5. Characterization of a successful transseptal access with an electrified guide wire. An ex vivo ovine study. This ex vivo ovine study characterized the determinants of successful transseptal puncture using an electrified guide wire, a technique previously unstudied in this context. Researchers utilized 25 fresh ovine hearts, creating an interatrial septum model from dissected right atrial tissue. The investigation involved fixing the sheath and guide wire to a jig to model clinical catheter manipulation. The study observed transseptal puncture dynamics across varying parameters, establishing key factors influencing success for electrified guide wire transseptal access. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.